3 Bites of the Cherry, written by Emma Blair and read by Susan Jameson.
Part 1. John, 1924 to 1926. Chapter 1. John Mayer came bolt upright as his wife's scream brought him abruptly awake. He stared at her in the darkness of their bedroom. She too was sitting up. "Dear God, Georgie, what's wrong?" he asked, reaching out and placing a hand on her arm. The screaming stopped as she shuddered into consciousness. "Georgie?" he queried softly, feeling her trembling under his touch. Georgie took a deep breath, followed by another, then seemed to collapse forward onto herself. "Awful! Terrible!" she muttered in a strangulated voice. Squirming closer, John put his arm round her shoulders. "Did you have a nightmare?" She nodded confirmation. "Bad, eh?" Georgie turned to face him, gazing at him out of huge, frightened eyes. "It was about you."
"Me?"
I... She trailed off and gulped in more air. "I'm here, darling. There's no need to be afraid." Tears appeared and spilled down her cheeks. Then she was hugging him tightly, clutching at him, as though afraid he might somehow disappear, vanish in a puff of smoke like some will-o'-the-wisp. John could feel her heart thumping in her chest. "Tell me, Georgie. Tell me what it was all about."
"It was terrible," she said hoarsely.
"You've already said that." "I was in a room, a very gloomy room, lit only by a couple of candles, and..."
"And what?" he prompted when her voice again trailed off.
"Oh, Jesus, John, it was so real. I was convinced it was actually happening, that I was there with you." He frowned. Whatever the dream had been, it had really shaken her. He couldn't remember ever having seen her this upset before. The love he felt for her welled inside him in sympathy. "What was I doing then?"
"Nothing. You were dead."
That rattled him.
"Dead?"
"And in your coffin. Your eyes were closed, your complexion a sort of milky colour. You were wearing your suit, best white shirt and red tie, and your hands were folded in front of you."
"Bloody hell," he whispered. She was right, it was horrible.
"I started to scream."
"You did that all right," he interjected. "It's what woke me up."
"You mean I actually did?"
"Oh yes, I can assure you of that."
A new thought came to her. "I hope I didn't wake Ian as well. You know how light a sleeper he can be at times." Ian was their 5-year-old son, and the only child so far, sleeping in the kitchen. They both listened, but heard nothing. "I'd better check," Georgie said. John knew there was no point in arguing. She'd never settle down again unless she went to look. He nodded.
"On you go."
Georgie swung her legs out from under the covers and shrugged into her dark green candlewick dressing gown. Silently, she padded from the room. John lit his bedside candle and reached for his cigarettes. A few moments later, he was rejoined by his wife, who slipped back into bed again. "He's fine," she announced, "sleeping sound as can be."
"Good."
"It would be a bad night to disturb him, with his starting school in the morning."
"Aye," John agreed.
"Can I have a puff of that fag?"
"Help yourself," he replied, handing it over.
Georgie took several deep drags, then returned it.
"I needed that, but you know I don't agree with smoking in bed."
John smiled wryly. It was an old bone of contention between them.
"Feeling better now?"
"A bit." She wiped her face, where the tears had now dried. A glance at the clock on the bedside table informed her it was a little past midnight.
"Dead and in my coffin, eh?" he joked,
trying to cheer her up. She nodded.
"And all dolled up like a dish of fish?"